ಸದಾಶಿವಸಮಾರಂಭಾಂ ಶಂಕರಾಚಾರ್ಯಮಧ್ಯಮಾಂ ಅಸ್ಮದಾಚಾರ್ಯಪರ್ಯಂತಾಂ ವಂದೇ ಗುರುಪರಂಪರಾಂ. ಓಂ.
ಚಾಪ್ಟರ್ 11 ವರ್ಸ್ 42.
ಯಾವಹಾಸಾರ್ಥಮಸತ್ಕೃತೋಸಿ ವಿಹಾರಶಯ್ಯಾಸನ ಭೋಜನೇಷು ಏಕೋಧವಾಪ್ಯಚ್ಯುತತಸಮಕ್ಷಂ ತತ್ಕ್ಷಾಮಯೇ ತ್ವಾಮಹಮಪ್ರಮೇಯಂ.
Arjuna is blessed by the Lord Krishna by getting the Jnana Chakshu or Divya Chakshuna. Here Jnana Chakshu is a Divya Chakshu. By getting which Divya Chakshu, he has got the power to see the Vishwarupa Darshanam. This Vishwarupa Darshanam, seeing the Lord as the entire universe, is not seeing with your eyes or Divya Chakshu, divine eyes. This is very important point we have to understand. Lord Krishna gave Divya Chakshu, divine eyes, to Arjuna. Arjuna visualized, saw the divine form of the Lord, Divya Darshanam. Through Divya Chakshu, Vishwarupa Darshanam has taken place. What is that vision or darshanam of this Vishwam Arjuna has got? What is that Vishwarupa Darshanam? Vishwarupa Darshanam is nothing but appreciating the Lord as the entire universe in every form is called Vishwarupa Darshanam. Appreciating the Lord's presence in every object, in everything, samastam. Everything is Bhagavan, 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 Bhagavan. Eka Rupa Darshanam, Rama Darshanam, Devi Darshanam, Krishna Darshanam, where that Bhakta is considered as Adhama Bhakta according to Shastra. Very, very jarring words, these are all. For a normal, common parlance, if you hear these words, they are very much jarring. Even we don't like to hear such words also. Poi poi. In the Madhya Gita class, Rama Darshanam, Devi Darshanam, Mirabai, Tyagaraja, and so many bhaktas saw their God directly. How can you call them as Adhama Bhaktas? If you understand Vishwarupa Darshanam properly, you can know how they are inferior bhaktas, you understand. Inferior bhaktas means we don't look down upon them. We don't look down upon them, we respect them. We respect them. As a person, as a bhakta, he is greater than other bhaktas. At least he has got Eka Rupa Darshanam. For you, that also is not possible, no? Therefore, with compared to ordinary people, these inferior bhaktas are superior only. Tyagaraja, Mirabai, etc., etc., bhaktas who are all have got this darshanam of that Eka Rupa, their Ishta Devata, have never considered the ultimate bhaktas. Then who is that superior bhakta than this Ekarupa Bhakta, that one who has got darshan? விஸ்வரூப பக்தாயி சுப்பீரியர். விஸ்வரூப பக்தாயி சுப்பீரியர். வை ஏகரூப பக்தா இஸ் சீயிங் காட் இன் எ பர்டிகுலர் ஃபார்ம் அட் எ பர்டிகுலர் பிளேஸ் அட் எ பர்டிகுலர் டைம். நவ் சி அண்டர்ஸ்டாண்ட் வை ஏகரூப பக்தா இஸ் அதம பக்தா ஆர் இன்ஃபீரியர் பக்தா. ஹீ இஸ் சீயிங் காட் இன் ஒன் பர்டிகுலர் ஃபார்ம் அட் எ பர்டிகுலர் டைம் அட் எ பர்டிகுலர் பிளேஸ். Is that God's form? Tell me now. God is limited or limitless? Limitless. This way you have to understand and see how they are inferior. It is considered as inferior. But you should not take it negatively. Okay? We should not take it negatively. Swamini said, they are all inferior bhaktas. You should not propagate this. Okay? Why Swamini said like that? What do you mean by inferior? Why they are all called inferior bhaktas? Because of what reason? On what standpoint? You have to think. Clear? So this ekarupa bhakta is one who is seeing God in one place, at one time, for some time only, not all the time. Therefore they are inferior with compared to விஸ்வரூப பக்தா. விஸ்வரூப பக்தா இஸ் ஒன் இஸ் எ மத்தியம பக்தா. இஸ் ஆல்சோ நாட் சுப்பீரியர். ஓகே, விஸ்வரூப பக்தா இஸ் ஆல்சோ நாட் எ சுப்பீரியர் பக்தா. ஹீ இஸ் எ மத்தியம பக்தா, மீடியோக்கர் பக்தா. திஸ் பக்தா இஸ் ஏபிள் டு சீ த லார்ட் இன் எவ்ரி ஃபார்ம், ஆல் த டைம், அட் எவ்ரி பிளேஸ். Vishwarupa Bhakta is considered as Madhyama Bhakta, a mediocre Bhakta, because this Bhakta, Vishwarupa Bhakta, is able to see God or appreciate God in every form, at every time, at every place, at all times, at every place. Madhyama Bhakta. Why is called Madhyama Bhakta? Now next question. Why is not Uttama Bhakta? He is seeing everything as God. Why not he is Uttama Bhakta? Uttama Bhakta comes only in the 12th chapter. Bhagavan kept separate one chapter for Uttama Bhakta. There we'll see who is Uttama Bhakta. Bhagavan calls him as Parabhakta. Uttama Bhakta. Before going to Uttama Bhakta, why this Vishwarupa Bhakta is Madhyama Bhakta? You won't get these points anywhere. This only comes through parampara. Okay. Why Vishwarupa Bhakta is Madhyama Bhakta? Understand? God created the world. First statement. God created the world means what karanam? Ishvara as nimitta Ishvara. That Ishvara is nimitta means intelligent cause. Intelligent cause. God became the world, we said, is that material cause, upadana karanam, we saw in the previous classes. God created the world, generally people know. Generally, people say what? God created the world. Even they do not know God became the world. That knowledge comes when? Only when you come to Gita class, after struggling many years, you try to understand what is Upadana Karanam. First, when Vedanta, you start beginning, this Nimitta Karanam, Upadana Karanam is a mind-boggling terms. Not able to understand what is the nibitta karanam, upadana karanam. In the words we have never heard previously. Am I right? In the nimitta karanam, that word, and upadana karanam word, we have never come across until we come to Vedanta class, Gita class. Yes or no? Yes. That is why it is difficult for us to grasp what do you mean by nimitta karanam, what do you mean by upadana karanam. Even though teacher is go on talking on and on, I am not able to assimilate. What are all familiar words only I can assimilate. Unfamiliar words, how it takes a lot of time for me. So my framework is what? God created the world. I am very happy with that statement. God created the world. I am very happy. So nice Swamini statement. You know, whatever I know, Swamini says it is nice. Yes? Now, listen carefully. It is an aside topic, but very important topic to understand the Vishwarupa Darshanam. God created the world, if you say, what is the problem? We ourselves say God created the world. We ourselves again and again emphasize God created the world. There are problems if you say like this. We will see what are the problems. Now I am trying to make you to think. Okay, I am not sitting here to teach you what you know already, what you are already thinking. I am not sitting here to teach that. I have come here to teach only that thing what you do not know. Class is meant for that only, no? Otherwise, we need not go to class. Are you ready to know what you do not know? That's why you have come to the class. So now listen. People all talk God created the world. This topic is very, very subtle topic. I hope you all will grasp definitely. I'll try my best. It is a great challenge for a teacher also. It is a challenge for a student also. Okay? Shall we take it as a challenge? Okay. God created the world. All Astikas, religious people, they agree with this. They talk about this. Now, question arise. Question will come. When did God created the world? When did God created the world? Will this question arise or not? You just say God created the world. But thinking people, next immediate question is what? When did God created the world? You have to give answer. Because you said God created the world. What I have to say? Suppose I say, God created the world at 8 o'clock. Which class? Okay. Hypothetical argument. God created the world. Okay, fine. Now next question. When did God created the world? Next question. Answer is, God created the world at 8 o'clock. Edho or time chollanam illayo? At 8 o'clock. At 8 o'clock, God created the world. That means before 7:59, there was no creation. There was no creation. Correct? 8 o'clock, God created the world, universe. 7:59 a.m. morning, 7:59 a.m., there was no creation. Creation has come only at 8 o'clock. 7:59, 7:58, 7:55, 45, 7:30, 7 o'clock, 6 o'clock, no creation. So 6 o'clock, 7 o'clock, 7:30, that time there was no creation. Clear? When did God created the world? And only 8 o'clock God created the world. This time principle is the cause for the creation. Because in that time only Bhagavan created the creation. Particular time. That means what? Time is different. Creation is different. What is the corollary? If I say 8 o'clock God created the world means before 8 o'clock there was no creation. Time was there. Without creation. Time was there without creation. What it means? What you are conveying by that statement? Time is different. Creation is different. Correct? Time is different, creation is different. When time was there, there was no creation previously. Now only it has come. 8 o'clock it has come. When it will end again, it will end so and so time. After it ends, there was again, no, there is not going to be creation. That means time is different. God is different. Point number one. Okay? You are making the time is different, God is different. Now let us come to the next question. Point number two. If you say God created the world, again the same question I am taking and raising a question. If we say God created the world, the question will arise, where did God created the world? Where God created the world? Which place? Somewhere He has to create. Similarly, same problem with the space, time, whatever you have said, same thing you have to say. So and so place, God created the world. So and so place, God created the world. Suppose let us take Himalayas and the space, God created the world. And that space, God created the world. That means before God created the world, in that space, God was not there. At the particular place, space, God created the world. Okay? Particular space, God created the world. It means what? Before God creating the universe, there was no universe at that place, at that space. Where Bhagavan created the world, this is konjam difficult da. Where Bhagavan created the world at 8 o'clock, at 7:59:55, at that place, in that space, there was no universe. There was no creation. There was no world. That means space is different, God is different. Space is different, God is different. Clear? That means space, God. Time, God. That means space and time are limiting the God. Space and time are limiting the God. Why? God created the world in the time and space where there was no creation previously. And God is the one who created the world now, the universe. Now how many are there? God is here, world is here, time is here, space is here. Naal iruk. God, space, time, world. That means world is different from God. God is different from the world. And world is different from the time. World is different from the space. Space is different from the world. Space is different from the God. Ellame tani taniya nikkirudhu. Can you say everything is God? If you accept this difference, can you say everything is God? You cannot say. In a time separately standing, space, time, God, world, separate. God created the objects. God created the objects. Nanna irukka kekkuradhukku. If you are a thinking person, there is a logical fallacy. God created the objects. That means what? Suppose you take this clip. God created the clip. That means what? God is different, clip is different. God created the objects. This is third point. God, time, space and objects. Therefore, is it Vishwarupa Darshanam? Then you can say it is Vishwarupa Darshanam. Vishwarupa Darshanam is that where you appreciate everything as Bhagavan. But here, world means objects. World means what? Nama Rupa. All Nama Rupas put together, world. Whole universe is nothing but all objects. God created the world means God created the objects. God created the world means God created the objects. That means God is different from the objects. God is different from the objects. That means where objects are there, God is not there. Like our pot maker. Pot maker created the pot and he is sitting in his house. Where pot is there, pot maker is not there. Correct? Goldsmith manufactured your golden chain and gave the chain to you. Goldsmith also came along with you. You are wearing that goldsmith also in on your neck. No. He is at his house only. He cannot come. So God also created the world like that, suppose you say. Okay. Are you happy with this topic? I am very, very happy. I love this topic. God created the world. If you say world means objects, God created the objects. Objects are there. God is here. That is why people say God is in Vaikuntha. God is in Kailasa. He created the people and object in the world. Bhogya, Bhokta, Prapancham. Everything God is mele irundhu paakrar. He is sitting up and looking down. This is what people are thinking. Yes? Shastra says this is illogical. God is sitting somewhere like goldsmith, potmaker, weaver. Like Bommala Kolu, you kept lot of Bommai. All Bommai who manufactured that person also came to your house. You tell him, don't come to my house. You just give Bommai and you be in your house. Because he is separate, Bommai is separate. Like that we are making God. Bhagavan, you sit there, yathasthanam pratishthapayami. Every day, avahayami. I do puja. You give me vastram, house, food, money, everything. And take naivedya prasadam. Naivedyam I give. Samarpayami. Achutaya namaha, govindaya namaha. And when yathasthanam pratishthapayami. Careful. This is what puja we are doing. Is it upachara or apachara? We are thinking it is upachara. Today I have done everything upachara over. Chakraja also sang, upacharam chese varunnarani maruvakura. If you are mature enough, then Shastra address, until today you have done lot of upachara, now recognize that is apachara. What you did is upachara. You thought, I also agreed because you are a child like bhakta, innocent bhakta. I agreed that time. Now you are mature, grown up. That's why I am trying to tell you the fact secretly. What you did upachara is apachara. Because you are keeping God confined place. Different from time, different from space, different from objects, and you are keeping him separate place, Kailasa, Vaikuntha, and you are addressing that Kshirasagara Sayana. Kshirasagara Sayana. Palace irukkanum illaya Bhagavan. Kailasa Vasa. All full of snow mountains, very nice, no mosquitoes at all, no dirt at all. Like that we are. These are all Puranic stories meant to mold our mind. They are not ultimate realities. If you understand, you are fortunate. If you don't understand, you are unfortunate, Gaudapada Acharya says in Mandukya Karika. If you understand, you are fortunate, Saha Kripanaha, if he won't understand. Pujartham kalpitam dvaitam. This whole thing is kalpitam. Okay, now come to the point. Space, time, objects. Now, next, events. Fourth point. Events means what are all happening. Nowadays, that event, this event, people are talking, no? So many events. Tell me, every event, whatever is happening, Is it separate from time, space, object? Time, space, objects, events. Events are nothing but which are included. In event, what are all included, you know? When it happened. Event, when it happened? Question. Where it happened? With what it happened? Every event is an event. It is associated with time, space, object. Without object, time and space, there is no event. Event ani chunnale eppo enge eppadi with what? That means every event what you are talking is nothing but time, space, object. Is there any event without time, space and object? No. Therefore, now, who is cause for what, whom? Like this, if you take time, space, objects, God, who is cause for whom? What is the cause of this cause-effect principle? Karanam, karyam. Idhik idhi karanam, idhik idhi karyam. Ani chollrom illayo? Yaar edhik karanam, ipdi chollanam. In the karya karanathukku cause and effect we are talking. This cause and effect, who is cause? Bhagavan. Avar irukkar illayo? Ella akshatha avar mele podanum. Okay. Who is cause? Bhagavan. For this cause effect relation, my father, my mother, they are the cause. For me, the effect. Cause effect relation. Correct? My parents are the cause. I am the effect, the product. So, they have cause state, causal status. I am effect status. So, we have karya karana sambandha. In our parents, when the karanam, I am karyam, product. Correct? Then, correct. Madhuri thondrathu. அம்மா சுவாமி இது கரெக்டாக அவன் எப்படி இருக்க முடியும்னா. ஸோ சாஸ்திரா இஸ் டிமாலிஷிங் ஆல் அவர் ராங் நோஷன்ஸ். மை பேரண்ட்ஸ் ஆர் காஸ், ஐ ஆம் த இஃபெக்ட். இட் இஸ், இட் சவுண்ட்ஸ் வெரி கரெக்ட். தென் ஹூ இஸ் த காஸ் ஃபார் திஸ் காஸ் இஃபெக்ட் ரிலேஷன்? தட் இஸ் அ க்வெஸ்சன். யூ ஆர் ஹாப்பி டு சே மை பேரண்ட்ஸ் ஆர் த காஸ் ஃபார் மீ, ஐ ஆம் காஸ் ஃபார் மை சில்ட்ரன். Like that, wife and husband, parents are cause for our own children. This is very nice to listen, but we never think further. That is our greatness. Shastra struggling to make us to think, and we are managing not to understand. That's the problem. We gloss over. We have no time, because by that time you get sleep, by that time you get hungry. You require an agile, subtle intellect to grasp. Listen here. This parent, these parents who are there, I am taking example, okay? Cause-effect relation, parents, children, like that you take any example in the world. Cause-effect relation, this cause and effect relation, who is the cause? Who is the cause of cause-effect relation? My parents are the cause. Who is the cause for them? That's what Arjuna is finding out. You are the causeless cause, eh, Krishna. Adhikada, in the alavukku na sollradhen. Causeless cause, Bhagavan. Now, look into the conclusion of this. Time, space, objects, events, are non-separate from Bhagavan. That is why we call this cause-effect relation is Maya. This cause-effect relation, my parents are cause for my birth, false. If any guru says like this, false. Guru, you are false. Enna namma moolai avlo varukku da irukku, enna pandrathu? Guru and Shastra says, okay, take next birth, all the best. Go. அவள்தான் அவனுக்கு சர்டிஃபிகேட்டுன்னு சொல்லுவான். வி ஆர் த லூசர்ஸ். பட் சம் ஸ்டூடெண்ட்ஸ் லைக் யூ, தே ஆர் வெரி ஈகர் டு நோ வை ஐ ஆம் ஃபால்ஸ். Why my parents cause I am effect? This status is false. Why? Because you take the statement God created the world, all these problems will come. God is different from space, time, objects and events. Events are nothing but time and space and objects. Whole thing is Maya. Time, space, events, objects, all put together one word called Maya. What is Maya? Maya is nothing but that which you cannot decipher. You cannot explain. That is called. Now you can you explain? Your father, mother are cause or effect. You cannot explain either they are cause or effect. They are cause and effect both, Swamini. If you say cause and effect both, you cannot say they are cause also, effect also. Possibility is there. So these are all inexplicable, anirvachaniyam, maya. Another step. The physical and moral laws in the creation, the water temperature, boiled normal temperature pressure, the water gets heated up. Normal temperature, NTP, normal temperature pressure, the water, cool water gets boiled and heated up. Hot irukum. That temperature, that is a physical law. That is a physical law. So that is also Bhagavan only. Lord is in the form of physical and moral laws. I told you in the previous classes also, the entire order. That is why Dayananda Swamiji put one word. Who is Ishwaran? Ishwara is none other than order. In the creation, the order is maintained. Order is maintained. The information you are getting about your body, what information? Now, what is your age information you have? What are all organs are functioning properly or not functioning? Properly also you have got that information. What do you mean by information now? Knowledge. Yes? How much you are grasping now or not grasping? That information also you have. That means that knowledge you have. That information which is called knowledge is also a order. That is order. Every knowledge is in order. Every moral laws are in order. Every physical laws are in order. Every chemical laws are in order. Everything is in order. Whatever is in order is called Ishvara. So one of the toughest tasks is to grasp this Maya, Ishvara, creation. That's why people all are so busy in what? Struggling for this stomach. To fill up this stomach, they are struggling. Nothing else. Because Maya is occupied their minds. So what? God created the world, we never stop. God became the world. That why you have to come understand now. Why we won't stop? God created the world. God became the world and chunnada ellame bhagavana paakamudiyam. If you say God created the world and in the problems ella varum. Time problem, space problem, sandra anandava bodhatmakam anupamidam, deshakala avadibhyam nirmuktam. Engayo ketanuma adirka swamini appappa kaadala vidum. You go and ask those who are chanting Narayaniyam, first shloka, one word puriyadavangalukku ipo na pesinadhu. They cannot understand even single word what am I talking now. They cannot understand. They chant the shloka. That shloka alone I am talking now. This is called Narayaniyam class. Okay? Where you went? I went to Bhagavad Gita class. Not Bhagavad Gita class. Narayaniyam class, first shloka. Puriyada? Bhagavan became the world means Bhagavan is time, Bhagavan is space, Bhagavan is objects, Bhagavan is event, Bhagavan is moral loss, Bhagavan is physical loss, Bhagavan is chemical loss, Bhagavan is everything. That is called Vishwarupa Darshanam. Bhagavan created the world anna adhama bhakta, ekarupa bhakta. Bhagavan became the world and chunnada, madhyama bhakta, Vishwarupa bhakta. Ivvala ketti naan madhyama bhakta da swamini. Innu uttama bhakta avi agalaya anna. Ama. That Vishwarupa also, really speaking, Arupa. When you come to understand Arupam is the real Rupam of Bhagavan, you are Parabhaktaha, Uttama Bhaktaha, you have to travel a lot. 12th chapter, 13th chapter, 14th chapter, 15th chapter, if you thoroughly understand only, you can become Uttama Bhakta. I appreciate you were Ekarupa Bhakta, Adhama Bhakta to Madhyama Bhakta, you have come, definitely you will become a Uttama Bhakta. There is no doubt, Lord Krishna says. Ekarupa Bhakta alone can become Vishwarupa Bhakta. Vishwarupa Bhakta alone can become Arupa Bhakta, Parabhakta. Hey Arjuna, this is what you have to understand. God became the world. World is nothing but God. World is nothing but God. God is Saguna Rupam, is Apara Prakriti. 7th chapter, care of. God is Apara Prakriti. God is Nirgunam, Nirakaram, Niravayavam. God is formless. 40 minutes, this subject matter. I hope you have to dwell upon that. If you are not able to grasp today, no problem, but you will grasp later. Whatever you have grasped, keep it. The same class you listen again and again and again and again. Number of times you understand. You assimilate. Until that it is just only information. Don't think I have studied Bhagavad Gita, I have understood. And you have not understood. Minimum 5-6 times you have to go through Bhagavad Gita. Then you understand what is Bhagavad Gita. I am telling you now itself. Minimum 3-4 times, if unless you go through Bhagavad Gita deeply, you can never understand Bhagavad Gita. This is the fact. But never consider by studying one time, going through somewhere 18th chapter, somewhere 19th chapter is not there. Somewhere 5th chapter, somewhere 6th chapter. Ella mudichachanna. Enga anna? 15 teacher ketta padichita. Enna anna? 18th chapter. Zero. Knowledge is zero. That is not study. You have to study from a teacher consistently. The subject has to be developed. It is not so easy to understand Bhagavad Gita. Some people consider Bhagavad Gita, nangalella padichu mudichitonna. Bhagavad Gita padichu mudichitonna. Adella basics. Nangalella andha class galla varamatom. Nangalella panchadashi students. Or Brahma Sutra students. They feel insulted to come to Bhagavad Gita class. Yenna second first course mudichi, second course fresher vandu ukkarndiruka. புது ஸ்டூடெண்ட்டு அவன் பக்கம் போய் நான் உட்கார்ந்தா எப்படி நன்னா இருக்காது இல்லையா? நீங்களெல்லாம் நினைக்க மாட்டார், சும்மா சொல்கிறேன். அந்த மாதிரி ஃபீலிங் வரத்துக்கு சான்சஸ் உண்டு. தெர் இஸ் எ பாசிபிலிட்டி ஆஃப் கெட்டிங் திஸ் டைப் ஆஃப் ராங் நோஷன்ஸ். ஐ டெல் யூ, யூ நீட் நாட் ஃபீல் பேட். Even you are third time studying, fourth time studying, you sit in front of teacher, you see the subject in a different view. But the fresher cannot see. For the fresher, again another fourth time. By that time, that guru will go away. Ama, 40 years, 50 years, the guru has to teach. The student has to listen. It's not a joke. That's why never be complacent. Don't consider yourself as I can understand only Bhagavad Gita, or it is Bhagavad Gita is very simple for me. That type of thinking is not a healthy thinking for any Vedantic student. That student can never be benefited by the Vedanta Shastra. I have to merge in the Shastra. That is called Shastra Kripa. And the Shastra Kripa irundada and the class ke varuvom. ஏதோ அப்ஸ்ட்ரக்ஷன் இருந்தால் தான் அந்த கிளாஸு தடங்களே வந்துடும். Therefore, not that I have time, I have no other job at all. That's why I am teaching second time Bhagavad Gita. No. With the intention of making my first batch students to assimilate the Vedantic teaching, only I am teaching. Otherwise, I can ask, listen my CDs. But it is not as equal as when you look at the teacher and listen. It is not equal. If you study length of time, few decades, thoroughly, 4-5 times each subject, then you can contemplate on your notes on what subject you have received, that is okay. But never take it as granted. No, innu Bhagavad Gita class poyindi irukaya ani kepa konja senior student. They think they are senior, suppose. I am not criticizing. Remember, I am not criticizing the students who are not coming to Bhagavad Gita class or those who are not coming to Panchadashi class. I am not criticizing. I am telling the disadvantage of such thinking. I am telling. This, as a teacher, it is my job to say such a type of thinking is not good for anyone. Please understand, this is not a criticism. I want every student should get the full benefit. That is my just. That is the only view. With keeping that view only I am talking. Now you see this time, space. Now I am going through the subject more deeply. I have never spoken this much. You ask my old students. Those are attending from decades. Teacher also improving, no? Of course. In presentation, it is not so easy. As well as student, as well as teacher, the presentation, I have to listen again and again. All points won't come, even the teacher is informed very well, all points cannot come at the same time in the 1 hour class. Even the teacher wants to tell, even teacher cannot bring all points exactly. Is it possible? It's not possible. That's why how much commitment is required. Therefore, what is final? Order. That quote, order, 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 Ishwara's order. Ishwara's order. Ethical laws, moral laws in the book, law books. That is why maybe, that's why they are telling order, order. Nanna irukke, paarunga. In the court, all books irukkum. Moral laws, ethical laws, all law books than edellame. And all law book, yaar therimo? Bhagavan. That is called order. That's why in the court, the judge say, and lawyer say, what? Order, order. People are shouting in the court. That's why he says, order, order. But we take that order in this manner. Nalla irukkuliyo? You take that order in this manner. Because the law books are all nothing but dharma, civil code. This dharma is nothing but Bhagavan. Order, Ishwara Agnya, Ishwara's order. Arjuna understood. Now he is feeling bad. Hey Krishna, I might have behaved wrongly. This is what? Okay. Look into the shloka. Last class we saw. Yat avahasartham, for the sake of fun. Avahasa means fun. 42nd shloka, first line. Yatu cha avahasartham asakritaha, you have been slighted by me. You have been criticized, or you might have been ridiculed by me, by fun jokes. Like that, vihara sayyasana bhojaneshu, when we are moving to outside sightseeing places, when we are reclining, because we are very close friends, we were sharing the same bed, I might have pulled your blanket. When you are feeling shivering, asana, sitting, I might have pulled your chair also. When you want to sit, you might have fallen down also. Asana, bhojana also, I might have stolen your food, something in that, your plate. So when you are eating, sometimes we might have taken food in the same plate also, because I have never thought that you are so great, Bhagavan. I thought you are like my friend because of close relationship. Athava ekaha api tat samaksham. Even in front of others also, I might have insulted you. Hey Krishna, Achyuta, aham kshamaye. I seek forgiveness. Tvam aprameyam. You are incomprehensible. அந்த இன்காம்ப்ரஹென்சிபிளுக்கு இவ்வளன 45 நிமிஷம் பேசின நான். யூ ஆர் அப்ரமேயம், தேர் ஃபார் பீப்புள் ஆர் டாக்கிங் ஏகரூபா விஸ்வரூபா, ஆல் திஸ் ஆர் இன்காம்ப்ரஹென்சிபிள். பீப்புள் ஜஸ்ட் டாக் திங்கிங் தட் இட் இஸ் அல்டிமேட். சாஸ்திரா சேஸ் நோ, கிருஷ்ணா சேஸ் நோ, தட் இஸ் நாட் மை அல்டிமேட். ஏதோ பீப்புள் பண்ணுறான் அவங்கள சாட்டிஸ்ஃபேக்ஷனுக்கு, அதை குழு எல்லாம் வச்சுருக்கான் பகவான். எல்லாம் அம்பாள் மாதிரி என்னென்ன அம்பாளும் பண்ணுவாள், அம்மாவும் பண்ணுவாள், அப்பாவும் பண்ணுவாள், எல்லாமே. வாட் எவர் ஃபார்ம் தே வாண்ட் டு லவ் மீ, வர்ஷிப் மீ, ஐ ஆம் ரெடி. நவ் அர்ஜுனா ஈஸ் அட்ரெஸிங் பகவான், ஆஸ்கிங் இன் ஆல் தீஸ் வேஸ் யூ ஹாவ் டு ஃபர்கிவ் மீ, லைக் ஃபாதர், லைக் ஏ ஃப்ரெண்ட், லைக் ஏ dearest husband or dearest wife forgives her husband and he forgives his wife, like that you have to forgive me. He is glorifying the Bhagavan. For what purpose, you know? For the purpose of seeking forgiveness, you know, please forgive me, pardon me. Like that person forgives, father forgives his children, you forgive me. Like that he is enumerating list. We'll read 43.
பிதாசி லோகஸ்ய சராசரஸ்ய த்வமஸ்ய பூஜ்யஸ்ய குருர்கரியான் நத்வத்சமோத்ஸ்யப்யதிகக்ருதோன்யஹ.
This third line to utter properly, you have to do 3 years, three times Bhagavad Gita study. It is also a challenge. If you read this word properly, understanding the meaning, then only your study is completed. If I call you, come on, utter this word, and none of you will come here. Even senior students also cannot come. Even some teachers also read wrongly. What to talk of students? Okay. Inna Swami, romba disappointing ga irukke inike nenakadunga. See, sometimes I encourage you, sometimes I discourage you also. Because I encourage too much, you will become overconfident. That's why teacher has to balance. Sometimes I'll praise you to avoid diffidence. Sometimes I criticize you also to avoid overconfidence. That's why students have to maintain the confidence. Not overconfidence, not diffidence. Okay. Anytime if anything teacher says, take teacher like a mother. As father, as mother, like that if you see only, you can accept the teacher. That is why your ego has to be surrendered in front of the guru. Then only I can learn. I have to keep my ego in front of Shastra. Otherwise we cannot learn. It can never come. Ego is the biggest obstacle, obstruction. Now look into the shloka. Pita asi, you are like father. You are the father of the entire world. Like father illa. Father of the entire world. Asya lokasya. Asya charascharasya lokasya pita asi. Like that you have to take whole anvaya. You are the father. Pita means father. Asya lokasya, of this world. What type of world? Chara acharasya. Movable and non-movable. The world of movables and non-movables. Charam means movable. Acharam means non-movable. then tvam pujyaha, you are the adorable one. Because of this reason, since you are the father of the entire universe, you are the fatherless father, because you are the primal God. Therefore you are pujyaha, pujana yogyaha. Gariyan means guruhu gariyan, and the teacher who is superior to all. Guruhu asi, you are the guru, the teacher. Gariyan guruhu, superior to all. Sadasiva samarambham, Narayanam padmabhuvam. Guruless guru. Bhagavan was never a sishya. Bhagavan is ever guru. Understand? Bhagavan was ever guru, Adi guru. Adi guru and artham. Guru is Adi guru. Guruless guru. Gariyan is the comparative degree of guru. Guruhu Gariyan Garishtaha. Superlative is Garishtaha. Gariyan means comparative. Who is superior to all? You are the teacher, superior to all teachers. That is why class beginning, what is the prayer? Sadashiva Samarambham Shankaracharya Madhyamam. Bhagavan is the first teacher. We are offering our namaskars. Sadashiva Samarambham. Gariyan na tvat samaha asti. There is no one equal to you. Na tvat samaha. Tvat means to you. You are matchless. Samaha means what? Matching. Comparable. No one is there in the world equal to you to compare. No one is comparable to you. No one is matching to you. You are matchless one. Incomparable. Kutaha abhyadikaha anyaha. None of them are equal to you. Where is the question of superior one to you? How can there be a superior person thing in the world to you when there is no equal to you at all? Equal ave kadiyadu unakku. Superior pathi sollanuma? No one is equal to you. Where is the question of superior to you? Equal illappa, inga superior eppadi irukka mudiyum nu solrar. Puriyirudho? Adha andha word pronunciation. Na tvat abhyadikaha na asti, samaha eva nasti, kutaha abhyadikaha. Where is the question of superior one? Equal one is not there. Where is the question of superior one? Therefore, people worship some local human beings. We should not. Puriyirudha? None of the human being is superior to God. Some people keep their mother photo in that puja room. Puja place le. I look at my mother as God. Thinking pudu invention. I look at my guru as God. Keeping the guru in the God's place. No. Shastra never accept. You can keep guru photo next to God. Don't keep in the place of God. Don't keep your mother photo in the place of God. Because I have seen many places, that's why I am telling. Otherwise I won't say. Otherwise, how can I know? Big, big photos they keep. Either guru or mother or some other person they keep. Never. Why? Arjuna says, Bhagavan, no one is equal to you. Where is the question of superior? Therefore, worship Bhagavan only. You can revere anyone. Your guru, your another person, mother, you can revere, you respect, you worship them. But not replacing Bhagavan. In the place of Bhagavan, you should not worship anyone. Bhagavan is replaceable, unreplaceable. You cannot replace Bhagavan. That is foolishness. It shows our immaturity. However much be the great person, maybe a great Mahatma is doing a lot of things to the people and all, and love and affection, compassion, so many virtues may be there, doesn't matter. So much equal to God, doesn't matter. I should not. God is God. அப்படி எல்லாம் பண்ணவே கூடாது, தப்பது. ஓகே. வை லார்ட் அர்ஜுனா சேஸ் த்வத் சமஹா நாஸ்தி குதஹ அப்யதிகா, வேர் இஸ் தி க்வெஸ்சன் ஆஃப் சுப்பீரியர் ஒன், தேர் ஃபோர் அப்ரதிம பிரபாவா லோகத்ரயே அப்பி, பிகாஸ் யூ ஆர் சோ கிரேட், நீ ஃபர்கியூ பண்ணலன்னா யார் ஃபர்கியூ பண்ணுவான், அதுக்கு தான் இதெல்லாம் ஐஸ் வைக்கிறாரு அர்ஜுனர். சச் எ கிரேட் சுப்பீரியர் ஒன், நோ ஒன் இஸ் ஈக்குவல் டு யூ. அப்ரதிம பிரபாவா இஸ் அட்ரெஸ்ஸிங், சம்போதனா அர்ஜுன அட்ரெஸ்ஸிங் லார்ட் கிருஷ்ணா, சம்போதனை ஹே அப்ரதிம பிரபாவா மீன்ஸ் வாட், ஓ லார்ட் ஹூஸ் பவர் இஸ் அன்மேச்சடு. பிரதிமா மீன்ஸ் மேட்சிங். ஸோ இந்த ஸ்டாச்சூஸ் எல்லாம் தே கீப் நோ, ஆல் ஐடல்ஸ் ஆர் மேட்சிங் நோ, ஈக்குவல் டு தட் காட் இஸ் பொம்மை, இதெல்லாம் மேட்சிங். என்ன பிரதிமா, எ ஸ்டாச்சு இஸ் எ மேட்சிங். அந்த அமிதாப் பச்சன் லண்டனில் அமிதா வேக்ஸ் ஸ்டாச்சு பிரதிமா, and another same actor they put pratima, the pratima is matching to this person, he also stands and put in the paper vadu apdiye pannitaan paarunga ona adikal pratima adhu maari bhagavan ku edavadhu pratima vekkalama pakkana london poi paarunga inga bhagavan ku edavadhu pratima panni vechitiya anna like other actors actresses maari bhagavan ku edavadhu pratima iruka arjuna says அந்த மாதிரி யாரும் அட்டெம்ப்ட் பண்ணாதுங்கோ லண்டன்ல சொல்கிறா. அப்ரதிம பிரபாவா, யூ ஆர் மேட்ச்லெஸ், நோ ஒன் கேன் மேக் யுவர் ஃபார்ம் இன் வேக்ஸ் ஆர் எனி திங், எனி மெட்டீரியல் வச்சு நீ பண்ண முடியாது. ஹீஸ் கிவிங் எ வார்னிங் டு எவ்ரி ஒன், அப்ரதிம பிரபாவா, யூ ஆர் அண்டோடு வித் அன்இக்வல்ட் மேட்ச்லெஸ் க்ளோரி என் அர்த்தம். வேர் நாட் ஓன்லி பூலோக, லோகத்ரயே அபி, ஈவன் த்ரீ வேர்ல்ட்ஸ், வாட் டு டாக் ஆஃப் பூலோக, ஹையர் லோக்காஸ் ஆல்சோ நாட் தேர் அப்ரதிம பிரபாவா, சச் எ க்ளோரி யூ ஆர் ஹேவிங். இப்படிப்பட்ட காட் வந்து நான் அப்படி இப்படி பண்ணிட்டேன், யூ ஃபர்கியூ மீ, ஹவ் யூ ஷுட் ஃபர்கியூ மீ, லைக் திஸ், யூ ஹாவ் தட் மச் க்ளோரி, தேர் ஃபோர் யூ ஹாவ் டு ஃபர்கியூ லைக் திஸ். தட் கம்ஸ் இன் த நெக்ஸ்ட் ஸ்லோக. We'll see that in the next class. Purnamada Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vasishyate Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi Harihi Om Shri Gurubhyo Namaha Harihi Om.